Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. You know what? It's going so fast. I just remember doing this last week. My, how things have changed. What a difference a day makes. You know, how precious time is. I'm glad everybody is here with us today that are here in the land of the living. You know, because our Elohim is sovereign. He does what he wants when he wants and how he wants to. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to say, you know, shalom, shalom to everyone again. All praises to his high and holy name. You know, we bicker and we argue with each other about certain things, but at the end of the day, you know, life is real precious, and I'm just glad that he gave us an opportunity to see another day. All praises to his name. So I just wanted to say that, you know, get some things out and say how shalom, shalom, hallelujah to everybody, and here we go, one more again, you know, to make this thing work. Let me see, what can I talk about? Because there's so much stuff going on. You know, I try not to make it be about loom and gloom all the time. And, you know, it's a lot of things happening in our community. It's a lot of things happening, you know, in around the world. It's just happening all over the place, you know, and it's keeping us busy. You know, some of it is preordained and designed by the powers that be to try to create a scenario that's not going to happen until y'all say so. You know, and then some of it is just, some of it is the Most High's word coming back. All of it is his word that's not going to come back void. So, you know, even though they think they're trying to trick us, you just playing into his plan, because it's all going to come back to where his word ain't going to come back void. So all praises to the High and Holy One of Israel. Again, anybody want to push one, let me know you hear me. Brother Uriah, if you out there, push one if you out here, if you can hear me. You know. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yesterday was kind of sobering. You know, yesterday was one of those days that was very sobering. And, you know, again, a lot of things have been happening out of our control, you know, but we got to keep on pushing on. You know, in the midst of all of it, we have to know that the Most High is sovereign. He does what he wants when he wants to. And it's painful, very painful. I don't know about you today, but today has been a very interesting day. The energy has been off for some reason. You know, when these people start to worship their gods and stuff, it's all in the atmosphere. Today just has been off. The energy was just off. All of the, you know, even though we didn't participate in it, of course, you know, all of the Easter bunnies and everybody it was weird. It was one of them weird days, you know, but all I can say is that I thank the Most High for truth. I thank him for allowing me to know the truth and to be a part of people that know the truth. And it is truly a blessing. You know, the more and more that we learn, the more we realize that this thing is real. This thing has been carefully and intricately detailed and orchestrated. You know, it really has. And, man, you know, this lie goes deep. I mean, it really does. And you be looking like, wow, all of this had to be put together by the gods. Because, I mean, these people are worshiping these holidays and beings and everything, and everybody does it. And it's like, man, you know. But and me and Malcolm was talking about that when we was out today. I'm like, what in the world is going on with the energy? It's just been off. I don't know if anybody else has experienced it, you know, but I definitely have. It's been a weird day. I just thank God I don't get caught up in it no more. I really do. I really do appreciate the fact that I do not get caught up in that anymore. Because it's a lot. You know, and you just see people doing it ritualistically every year. You know, everybody, oh, happy Easter. And I'm like, but, I mean, you know, I mean, but, you know, we have to, it's hard to deal with these holidays or these hella days. It's really hard to deal with this. But we try to, you know, we try to keep it pushing in the midst of it all. But we're living down in the midst of all this stuff. And it is very, very interesting how much power these beings and these people have over everyone. And everybody thinks that this is mystical. It's not. I mean, you know, this is make-believe. It's not. This is a real live power that these people are under. Did anybody feel that today? Or is it just me? Because I'm like, something is off. You know. It's like when Christmas time comes around. You can feel something in the air when it comes around. And I told Malcolm today, I said, today is a day when their gods are being worshipped. You know? Their gods are being worshipped today, and you can feel it. Like, whoa. So maybe it's just me. Maybe it's something that I need to, you know, to deal with. Because I'm telling you, it's just been strange. I'm like, wow, this is really something. You know, that we have had to deal with this, but, oh, Lord, you know, help us get through it so we don't have to be on here forever. So we don't have to be here forever, you know. Because, of course, you know, we had to sit back and watch the churches being filled, and they was all filled today. Everybody was doing their thing, and the kids were dressed up. And I remember when I used to do it. I do. I remember when I used to do it. And I remember, you know, that it was something that was passed down from generation to generation. You know, I remember that. But, whew, this is not no joke right here. This is serious. Man. You know, you guys can feel free to push one. You know, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. You know, because it's very interesting, the things, you know, but each year we have to muffle through it, how detailed and organized and planned everything is. You know, and how everything is we have to be the light in the midst of the lie. Because the lie runs deep, boy. I mean, it really does run deep. We are really dealing with some serious stuff here. You know. And the more we learn, the more we realize how deep the lie runs, because it runs deep. You know, and it's just, you know, that the enemy is real. You know, people can't, don't dispute him. Because he's real, and you know, like I said, this is some serious stuff here. They know that their time is but short. And they pulling out all the stops. Ain't nothing being held back. It's something, I'm telling you, to even be able to deal with it. Your enemy is real, and he's doing what he does. You know, you can tell when they are being worshipped, and you know they're being worshipped. You can feel that in the air. You know, so I just wanted to put that out there, you know, today to let everybody know, you know, that, you know, this is one of their hella days, you know, that they created, you know, and this is serious business. It is truly serious business, you know. I've been all over the internet, of course, yesterday and today, you know, with so many things that are happening, you know. They're fighting all over from what we see from the news anyway, from what they show us. The information that we get, you know, they're fighting all over the place. Viruses is coming out everywhere, all kind of stuff. The dollar is being devalued, you know. The military is coming together, you know, and it's just all kind of stuff going on, you know. All kind of stuff. It looks like it's been another shooting at one of the malls. You know, it's just all kind of stuff. They passing laws where 18-year-olds can carry assault weapons, all kinds of stuff. This place has turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm not talking about the sexual immorality, all of it. It's just like something has been unleashed. It's like just anything and everything goes. If they want to do it, let them do it. And it's like, and you have people that are in church every Sunday, You know, and everybody wants to push the Christian agenda. Oh, they don't know. They killing Christians. And, oh, they doing this and they doing that. And it's like, what? They don't need to kill you because everything going is going. You're not stopping nothing. So why would they come against you? Because you're not stopping nothing. I could see if you was making a dent and you something was being stopped, but ain't nothing being stopped. You know, it's nothing being stopped. It's ridiculous. It's just something. You know, this is some serious stuff. It is really, you know what, when he said judgment, I don't even think we realize how bad it's going to get. Because when he say judgment, he mean that. And everything is going. I mean, it's just like, I mean, is it just me? I wish somebody would talk back to me. Is it just me? Because it's stuff going on everywhere. It's crucial. It is crucial. I mean, seriously, y'all. You know? And it just doesn't stop. It's continual. It doesn't stop. It really doesn't. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like by the end of 2024. I really don't. I mean, you know, we're headed into a tailspin. And it's like, hold on. Hold on and call on y'all. You know, have him on the tip of your lip because I'm telling you, this is getting to be interesting. Woo! You know, I was thinking about Thursday night class. I said maybe we should, after, you know, everybody else gets a chance to do their presentations or what, maybe we should devote that night to just prophecy. You know, prophecy updates and prophecies that we are looking forward to and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm telling you, this is some serious business. I mean, I've never, you know, and I'm not the oldest person in the world that's left on the earth. But for the years that I have been around, I've never seen anything like this. It's incredible. It's just something. It's incredible. You know, and it's something else. You know, you talking about crafty counsel. Woo! Man, oh man, oh man. Look. You know, and I can tell everybody, get your stuff ready to get ready to go home. But this is the equivalent of watching the plagues hit Egypt. And I can only imagine what our ancestors felt like when they were sitting there watching the 10 plagues hit Egypt. I can only imagine. That had to be like, what in the world is going on? You know, what in the world is happening? Because it came so quick, it was like, whoa, hold on a minute. You know? And this is the way it looks now. You're looking like, what is going on? We went shopping today, man. The food is getting higher and the quantity is getting smaller. The stuff is getting smaller. And it's like, what is going on? I ain't never seen a little bitty bottle of ketchup at the price that it was today. You know? And I'm like, man, listen. I mean, you know, from the water being turned to blood to the frogs to the lice, then they had flies, and then after the flies, they had pestilence, which was sickness. They had boils. Then the hail rained down and burnt up everything, the locusts, and then darkness came. And it's like, look, and then the last one was at Passover, the killing of the firstborn. Our forefathers watched all of this happen. The Mississippi River drying up. Like, what is going on? You know, the barges can't hardly get through because it ain't enough water to hold them. Incredible stuff. I mean, at biblical proportion. It's just, I've never seen anything like it. I have really never seen anything like it. You know? Now they're talking about the return of the gods. The ancient gods is being returned. And okay, crazy stuff. You know, and then I watched, this program on the Sabbath called Risen. You know, I didn't pay for PureFlix because I don't believe in that, because they're promoting lies too. This is supposed to be a Christian channel. But, you know, they, of course, they have all of the characters in the Bible is white. Everybody, it wasn't a black person in the children of the children of Israel. And I watched this program called Risen, and it is just incredible. This stuff is serious. This stuff is serious. When I tell you this is serious, this is some serious stuff. I mean, this is serious. Woo! You know? This is serious. You got the Christians, you got the people talking about the return of the gods. And then you got the Jews talking about, you know, the building of the temple. And then you got the Christians talking about Jesus is coming back. You know, and it's just all coming down at one time. And then guess what you have after that? You got Israel sitting down in the middle waiting on their Elohim to deliver. Because we can't stop none of this stuff. All we can do is watch it. We can't change any of it because that's his plan. His plan is in place. And everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're playing their part. It's incredible. You know? I wish somebody would talk back to me, because I feel like I'm talking to myself sometimes. You know? But it's just incredible. This is some incredible stuff. Incredible. You know, they waiting on these gods to return. They waiting on this stuff. They are waiting on this. You know, I don't know. I just really don't know. It's getting ready to get very interesting. It is. It really is getting ready to get interesting. You know, like I said to everybody, please store up. Please don't ever stop storing your water and whatever it is you're going to need until we get ready to leave. Please store up. Please make preparations and be prepared. Don't overdo it, but get the things that you need to have on site in the event something happens. Please store up and get everything you need, because this is serious. This is really getting ready to be interesting and serious. I'm just, you know, it's incredible. You know, I don't know what you all situation is with your family members, with your parents. Some of you guys got parents and stuff you don't deal with. Some of you got children that you don't deal with. You know, it's time to mend those fences and at least apologize or whatever and keep it moving. Don't have nothing the enemy can come back at you with. Nothing. You know, because this is interesting. This is getting serious. This is truly, truly getting serious. You know, and it's almost like it's a chessboard, and all the pieces to the characters and the heads of the countries are realigning themselves. You can see it right in front of your eyes. You know, and I thought about it. I said, y'all, why would you allow this country to be top dog above everybody else? Why would it be this country? And it's just not ironic. It's not by chance that it was this country and we had to serve the 400 years, but it was this nation. You know, we have consumed the majority of the resources around the world. We have had access at our fingertips to all kinds of goods and services. And it was a reason why the Most High did this. And now it's like everything is going in the reverse. It's like everything is going in the reverse. It's incredible. Incredible. You know. Hold on a minute. Let me get the mics open. Brother Yerush Alam, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, sis. And you're right. It is a gloomy day. I waited until just now. I'm in my car, you know, I went out. But I waited just now because I wanted to avoid all those colorful clothes and new clothes and people in their little suits and stuff for Easter. So I kind of like waited till now to go out. And it's just a gloomy, dreary looking day. It just don't feel right.
Yeah, that's how I felt today when I was out. I just told Mouth, I was like, the energy is off. There's something going on with the energy because the energy is just off. You know, and before, you know, we didn't pay it any attention. You know, we didn't really pay it any attention. But when the Most High said that these people are worshiping other gods, they are.
Yeah, they are. They're doing more than worshiping other gods. There's just so much going on, like you said. And you can't help but have all this bad energy going around, you know, especially with all the wars, like you talking about, all the fighting going on, all the turmoil going on. It's a lot.
It is. You have to really, really stay focused. You really do have to really stay focused. Because if you don't, it'll burn you out. You have to be like, I'm going to stay with y'all. I'm going to keep my eye on him. Only do what he say do and go from there because this is getting very, very, very interesting. It really is. I've never seen so much drama and lawlessness. Have you ever seen so much lawlessness? I mean, it's just
nobody
lawlessness.
They don't care now. You know, they don't care. You know, it's do as I will. That's what they say. And everybody does exactly what they want. There's no fear of the Most High. There's no fear of nothing. You know, just do what you want. Do how you want to do it. There's no respect for anything or anybody now.
Not at all. Not at all. Everybody's on drugs of some kind, whether it's legal or illegal drugs, you know, pharmaceutical. Everybody taking a pill somewhere. The majority of the people is at the pharmacy getting medication. Kids on medication, grown-ups on medication, and then the other people taking medication illegally. You know, and then the ones that ain't doing that, they smoking weed. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It has just evolved into something that is unrecognizable. That's all I can say. It has evolved into something that is unrecognizable. It really has. It has.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we had to get here. I know we had to get here, but man, you know, I don't even know. I mean, goodness gracious and mercy. You know,
it makes me wonder if this high was, you know, right before our forefathers left Egypt. You know, what did they get those kind of feelings? Because I can see where he's hardening the heart and stuff. I can see that. You know, that's very obvious that he's hardening the hearts of these people. Because you got people that would not even pay us any attention at all. Now, they're even saying little sarcastic remarks and poking at us and stuff, you know. And it's just like you could just see he's hardening those hearts. He's causing these calamities. Everything's going just that way. So I just wonder if our ancestors helped.
That's a possibility. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. I don't doubt that. I'm sure they did. I am sure that they did. It's just incredible. It's really incredible, you guys. And, you know, and a word of encouragement, hold on. Don't stop. Hold on. Trust y'all. It's going to get a little rough, but hold on. You know, no matter what you do, don't give up. Hold on. You know, because, you know, it's going to get very interesting. I'm telling you. We got to hold on to the Most High's unchanging hand because he's going to keep his word. His word is not going to come back void. He's going to keep it. And to watch him judge a nation, that's hard to see. Because then you're just getting started. It's like,
Right.
You know, other countries are just disassociating themselves with America. Like, well, we're just not going to deal with them no more.
Yeah, that's happening big time, man. It's everybody. It's not a country around that wants to deal with us, it seems like now. like everybody turning.
Quick. And then we got all our young people trying to run over to Mexico to get Cosmo. Y'all better stay out of Mexico. You better stay where you're supposed to be. They kidnapping them and killing them and all kinds. Stay where you're supposed to be. At the Most High put you in a place for a reason. Running somewhere trying to get something for cheaper. Stay where you are supposed to be. You know, this is serious business. I mean, you don't know how many people they have confiscated and kidnapped over in those countries while they running over there trying to get cosmetic surgeries done. Crazy stuff. And it's like, sit still and stay where you're supposed to be at. And then get mad because don't nobody want to come and get you. This is serious. It's serious business. It really is something to see. You know, everybody was like, I can't wait. But it is. It's disturbing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Disturbing.
It is disturbing.
You're like, my goodness, what is this? Brother Uriah Slam, I'm going to leave it open. Let me open the mic, Brother Uriah. Let me open your mic. I got to step away for just a moment so you guys can just discuss for a minute. I'll be right back. Give me 1 minute.
It is very disturbing. Stuff that's going on, but you see a lot of people don't see it.
And that always amazes me that people don't see those kind of things. And it's around us all every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I get in a lot of, you know, happy Easter texts on me and my old friend, my old Christian friend. And most of them know I don't celebrate Easter. They still text it to me. I just pretty much ignore it,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I still get a lot of that, too, with it.
Mm-hmm.
They send you the stuff, like the Easter stuff, the Happy Easter. Oh, and they'll still try me on the Sabbath as well.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's after you tell them you don't celebrate those things.
Right.
Amazing. Can you try to explain to them why that's not so, and it goes in one ear out the other?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's just spirits that latch on to people, and those spirits are actually trying me, because I just refuse to believe that people that's stupid, they can't hear and
mm-hmm.
understand what you just said.
Yeah, because one of my friends, you know, I read the scriptures with him, like every Monday night I read scriptures, and I was going over some of this, since he was in this Easter area, I was reading some scriptures and, like, you know, the 3 days and three nights. And I said, don't you question that? It doesn't add up. You just can't get 3 nights and 3 days from Friday to Sunday. I said, doesn't that bother
nope.
you? And it doesn't.
Can't get it.
I said, amazing.
And they just don't see it. A lot of people just don't see it.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
And these are people that told us, you know, love the scriptures, love the Most High, but don't read anything about the scriptures, don't understand it, and won't even read it. And when they do read it, they kind of just ignore it.
Absolutely.
Makes you
Absolutely.
Wonder.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. You know, I was telling Malcolm that today, you guys. I said, you know what's really strange? Is ever since I've come into the knowledge of the truth, I very rarely have anybody from Christianity come up to me anymore and try to witness to me. Have you guys experienced that same thing?
Right. Nobody says anything to me about it either, which is interesting that you said that. That is true.
They don't say anything. They don't. They don't.
Nope.
And that's how they try to get away from me.
I know, and it's like, Malcolm was like, I used to have Jehovah's Witnesses come knock on my door. She said that happened a couple times, and then after that, they knew not to. Hold on, area code 919, your mic is open, you're on the air. 919, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Okay, sorry, I was muted. So, yeah, just from what you all were just saying, I haven't either had anyone come up to me. No, you know, envelopes left on the door about join X, you know, church, none of that stuff. But I was going to make a comment when he said, you know, you try to tell people and they don't want to hear it. You know, even in the churches, you bring up something, even a question, just like the question for knowledge about a scripture, and, you know, the issue would be, uh-oh, Satan's coming in. So I think they hold people by, if you think anything different, you are bringing in something bad. And then people don't want to be, you know, seen as a heretic.
That's true. That's because the pastor's not learned. That's because they're not learned. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The more that, you know, the most us prepared, and the more you see these people on YouTube preaching, the more you realize how this stuff has been hijacked. It's just been hijacked. And then, oh, and let me tell you about the meeting yesterday, since I have everybody on the line. I announced yesterday that they were having a meeting and that the Israelites were coming together in the meeting. And I took after the Sabbath. It was supposed to be from 7:30 to 8:30. And I waited until the Sabbath was over. And I called at 10 minutes after 8, and there was no one on the line. No one on the line. So, you know, again, these are the situations where I say, you know, until Yah really does it and it does start to manifest itself, it will manifest itself. Usually those calls is good for the first couple of calls. Everybody gets excited. Everybody comes. And most of the time, those calls are so disorganized and not put together and not, you know, there's no agenda and anything going on, that after a couple of more calls, people just kind of dwindle off and they don't make it an effort. They don't. And unfortunately, you know, time is very precious, and I did do what I said I was going to do. I did call the number. I did go on the conference call at the appointed time, and there was no one there. No one was there. So, just FYI, you know. So when Yah does get ready to do it, he'll do it. You know, and when he gets ready to do it through whoever he does it through, it's going to stick and it's going to stay. And I want to say this to the people that are out there that's listening under my voice. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let any groups deceive you. Don't start packing up your stuff and talking about you running to the wilderness. Come out from among her, my people, and be ye separate. Don't let anyone deceive you when it comes to these last days prophecies. Because the Most High doesn't, we are not going to have to run nowhere. When he gets ready to come and get us, we're going to leave the same way we came. When you watch the children of Israel, when they left, our ancestors left out of the land of Egypt, they walked in and they walked out. We were shipped in and we will be shipped out. Do not let anyone deceive you and get you running and get you scared and get you worried, because that's not how the Most High does things. Everything is orchestrated and organized. And like they did when the time came, he dropped it into the minds of the powers that be that it was time to go get a group of people to be slaves. And they came and got our ancestors and brought our ancestors over here. And the same way he did that, he's going to drop it into the minds when it's time for us to leave. And somebody's going to orchestrate that. So do not let anyone lead you astray. No one was on the call. So I just wanted to make sure I put that out there, because a lot of people are like, oh, but can I join or can I be? It was no one there. And I just hate to say. You know. So we just got to make sure we keep our, you know, because we're going to be the light. Israel's going to be the light. We're going to have to hold it together. Because if you think about it, if nobody else is holding up his standard or his banner, it's got to be us. There's nobody else left to do it. And it's almost like he orchestrated it to be that way now, because nobody's coming up against it. Nobody's talking about sin. Nobody's talking about none of this stuff. It's not. you know. Like you said, they ain't even witnessing no more. I don't even think they do witness no more. I ain't seen nobody witnessing. I really haven't. Nobody is talking about they have all decided that they're going to go into their little buildings and in their little churches, their organizations, and this is what they're going to do and stay among them. Nobody's doing that no more. It's just not. They're not. Not from what I see. I mean, if somebody else knows something different, please let me know. Because I don't see it. You're serious. You know, and the more that they don't, the more we realize how important we are. The more that they don't say anything is the more important and how much importance we have in this last days, in these last days. And it's important for us to represent Yah. We have to live the way he tells us to live, walk the way he tells us to walk, do the things he tells us to do, and proclaim his name in the earth. And just like today, when you can feel all that energy that's uncommon, because these people are worshiping their Elohim, they should feel the same energy when it comes to us. They should feel the same thing. Area code 702, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hi, sis. I call in all the time. I rarely speak. And I don't know if you all talked about this or not, but I watched a couple of videos yesterday, and the people that moved to Africa are beginning to get concerned now because the dollar isn't worth what it used to be. And some of them that moved over there that are using their retirement, their Social Security, when they're converting it over, they're not getting as much money. So they're concerned now about being able to pay their mortgage and things like that. So I remember a few years ago you had someone on the program and they were talking about moving there, and I was like, oh, yeah, I think that's for me. I'm going to move. And I was just waiting on the Most High to give me a sign, which I never got the sign. But now I'm like, oh, okay, because I would have been one of those living on Social Security and probably would have been having some problems about now because the dollar is declining. And Africa is also beginning not to want the dollar anymore also. So there are going to be some huge issues for those who move to Africa and living off of the dollar. That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate that. And you know what's going to happen? The Most High is going to fix it where they have to come back. I mean, because it's one thing to be poor in another country over here, and it's another thing to be poor in another country. You know what I'm saying? For real.
So yep.
He has a way. Let me tell you, he is the master puzzle maker. He has a way to change everything the way he wanted to be. He does. He really does. I appreciate your comments, sis. Thank you so much. But, yeah, he has his own way of doing what he's doing. He doing what he want to do. You know, and everybody's talking about, well, this is the first time that we've been in a country where everybody's black and everybody got the same color skin. That's not where he put you. Your ancestors were not dropped out there. And it's so important to understand that this slave trade was strategically planned by the Most High. He put you in one of the most richest countries on the planet for a purpose and for a reason. And whether you believe it or not, we're the ones that's going to spearhead everything because we're the ones that completed the 400 years. There's no other nation do it. So while you run into another country, you need to be back where he put you. Because you cannot run from his plan. Captivity, curse, none of that. You're not going to escape it no kind of way. You know, since we went through that when everybody was talking about going to Israel. Oh, it was a big old thing. When I first came over here in Israelism, you know, everybody was talking about going back to Israel. Everybody was talking about going to Dimona and go to this and go to that. And the Most High put a stop to that real quick, like, that's not where I put you. You have to be where I put you. Because if you were supposed to be in the land, you would be in the land. So he's got a way of bringing everybody back to full circle. He's going to bring you back full circle to where you have to be. You know, and that's why all praises be to the Most High that you heeded to his word and you didn't go running and doing something against the grain. For real. All praises to the High and Holy One of Israel. Because this is serious stuff right here. This is getting ready to get real serious. And you better be where he put you. That's all I can say. Because if you to try to go against the grain and do something else, something different, you may find yourself in a world of trouble. Because when they start devaluing the dollar, they devalue the Americans, and you are known by the nation you was placed in. And some of you military people know that. Some of them countries you can go into, they hate Americans, whether you black or whatever you are. They do not. So here's some serious stuff about to jump off, you know, and you have to watch it. You know, it's a whole bunch of stuff about to happen. And everybody, you know, it's in my, like I said, when you see nations come, I just pulled up a clip where Saudi Arabia has arrived in Iran to reopen their embassies. Hold on, let me play this for you. Check this out.
And Iran have taken another step forward towards normalizing relations that remained severed for nearly 7 years. Riyadh is working to reestablish its diplomatic missions in Tehran. A Saudi delegation is currently in the Islamic Republic to discuss the way forward. This comes after a historic meeting in China where the two sides agreed to restore bilateral relations. Saudi Arabia's delegation arrived in Iran on Saturday. It is holding talks with Iran's government for reopening its embassy in Tehran and a consulate in the Mashhad. Now, Saudi's foreign ministry said that the visit is a part of implementing the tripartite agreement that was reached between the two nations in March. Under the agreement, the Iran and Saudi Arabia have also to implement security and economic cooperation deals signed more than 20 years ago. Now, this agreement was brokered by China and ended 7 years of stalemate between Riyadh and Tehran. It also hosted the foreign ministers of both of the nations on Thursday. Following the meeting, the two sides vowed to bring security and stability to the turbulent Gulf region.
Can you imagine Saudi Arabia and Iran have come back together? It's amazing. I'm telling you, and when you know prophecy, and that's why I said I think we might do dedicate Thursday night to prophecies, you know, to the end time prophecy, so people know what the prophecies are, because there's a lot of Israelites out there that don't know what these prophecies are and what they say. They do not know. And they are allowing these people to lead them astray, make it appear that we're further along than we are. And you really don't know. This is not what the scriptures say. So it's very important. You know, these people are coming together. They are coming together against the United States. They're nowhere in the talks. They're not even permitted in the talks. This is something to watch. No, I don't know how you guys feel, but like she said, the ones that's moved to Africa, now they're worried about it because they were supposed to be able to live a certain way. Because they had American dollars, their lifestyle would have been different. That, you know, what it bought over here bought maybe double what was over there. And now, you know, by them devaluing the dollar, it's bringing the currency value down to the point where they're not getting as much as they was going to get for the money that they have now. So, like I said, being poor over here and being poor over there is two totally different things. You poor like everybody else. I mean, what y'all feel about that? It is serious. It's some serious stuff going. Serious. It really is. This is where we at now. It's not going to be no more hiding because once we, you like I said, once a country loses its moral values, you know, the Most High watches it all. When you lose your moral values, when you stop paying attention to all of his word and you don't keep none of it, you know, it's going to be a problem. You done ran into the wrong, you the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has announced judgment on this nation, and that's some scary stuff. For real. That is some scary stuff.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear you say that you probably open up Thursdays for a prophecy day so that people can understand. I mean, there are so many people out here saying things, and it's just so contrary to what the word says, you know, and it does lead people astray.
It do. It does. I mean, it does. I mean, you got to think about Christianity. You got billions of people waiting on the rapture to take place. Billions of people that are waiting on the rapture to take place. They are really waiting to fly away somewhere. They are. Which I can't change what they believe, because the only thing that's going to change that is time. Time is going to let them know that that's not going to happen. Not no time soon. And when it does happen, it's not going to happen the way that everybody thinks it's going to happen. So our job is not to change anything about what they believe, you know, but our job is to give Israel the best solid foundation that we can do in the scriptures. No. That's all. And pray about it and ask the Most High in what order he wants it to go in, because you got to know these prophecies. You have to know what the scripture says. So it's definitely going to be a very interesting situation to be able to see Yah do what he said he's going to do, because his word is not going to come back void under no circumstances. And if anybody believes that, you ought to see what's going on. Open up your eyes and see what's going on right now. Because we're headed to a one-world government, a one-world currency, and a one-world religion. Now, it may take us some years to get there, but it's on the fast track now. You can see it.
It's definitely something you can see.
Yeah, and remember after the 400 years, everybody kept saying, Yaina, ain't nothing happening. What's going on, Yaina, ain't nothing happening. Well, you can't say that now.
No, you can't say that now.
Oh. You know, it's some serious stuff jumping off, some real serious stuff. And like I said, everybody going to come back once they start hitting the fan. You know, not to say that we have all the answers, but at least go through these scriptures and make sure you're sure, because you're leading people astray when you're telling people it's time to run. We don't never have to run. We didn't run in here. We're not going to run out.
Exactly.
Now, we are leaving, and that second exodus is real. We are leaving. You know, however, all he told us to do was gather ourselves. He did not tell you to set up an escape plan. He did not tell you to go and leave and go to another country. He said, I'm going to make a way for you to come out. I'm going to make that possible. And see, when I first came in this, people did the same thing. They were listening to these leaders. They started promoting the wilderness. And when they started promoting the wilderness, they started making money. They had people scared to death. People were selling all the stuff they had. They were taking loans out from the banks and not paying them back and running to these other countries, and then couldn't stay there. They had the visas would run out every 6 months, and they were stuck in them countries. And then guess what these leaders said? We didn't tell y'all to do that. That's not y'all. No, you got to stay where you are and plant your feet where he put you, and then watch him do what it is that he does, because he does things decent and in order. He's not all over the place. You know, we women and children just moving, just took your children out of the country. Crazy stuff. And they tell me, y'all, you know, y'all, you going, nope, we ain't going, nope, I'm, nope. You going to change your citizenship? Nope, I'm going to stay just like he put me, nope. This is where he put me, and when it comes time for us to leave, he will make that possible. Absolutely no. No, you can't rush his word. You have to let him do what he said he's going to do. He told us to gather ourselves. You know, and you don't use this as an opportunity to make money. And see, these people are using this. They're doing the same thing the church is doing. They're using this to instill fear, scare tactics, so they can get you to start buying T-shirts and all kind of crazy stuff. And it ain't nothing wrong with doing that. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for that. But be careful with how you move. Don't start selling all your stuff and moving out, living in the wilderness, or we're living in a community and all that. Stay just like you have. Keep your job. And do what you have to do and work and take care of your family, because when the time comes, we're going to leave it anyway. You ain't going to suffer the wrath. The only time you're going to suffer the wrath if you don't come out from among her is you don't do the things that they're doing. You keep his law, statutes, and his commandments. And that's how you separate yourself. That's how that's done. You keep his law, statutes, and his commandments, and everything else will flow like it's supposed to. No, because you got to be careful. Like she said, you know, these people went running. Oh, I'm going to Africa. That's where we started from. That's it. Well, you let the Most High make that determination if we have to go back that way. And if we have to go back that way and pass through that way, then we will. But you ain't going to get no head start because you're still in the place where we didn't put you. And these people sitting at home on YouTube telling you what to do. The Most High has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and sound mind. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear.
He also wants to see if we're going to trust him and trust his words. And that's
absolutely
what I try to tell people, you know, because at one point in time, you know, I heard a lot of people getting on that kick about, let's move to Africa, let's get out of here. But remember that day, I think it was in your class, it was a while back, where you had read that where those people got killed when they tried to leave Egypt
early. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I said, nope, I'm going to stay right here. Where he put me, I ain't going nowhere. That if it was that easy, then that year of return that they did in Ghana, which I think it was all about money, but, you know, that's just my opinion. But that year of return would have been very successful, and most of us would have been gone.
Heck yeah. I remember that. It's him come back home to Ghana. We apologize for what we did to you. Come back and help us to build. We ain't building nothing else. We have built this country. We're not building your country. No. Like you said, it was all a ploy, and nobody fell for it. Everybody like, no, we're going back to the land of Canaan. That's our land. That's the land. We're not coming back to help you build. I was so pissed off. I'm like, no, he didn't. No. Man. Crazy stuff. We apologize for what we did to you. We sold you, and we, you know, we're not, he's talking about we won people and all that. Man, please. No. Mm-mm. We're not the same people. We are not the same people. But see, I believe that all that's just a scam anyway. I think that's a scam too. Because they got to present something to us that's appealing. You know, and those, to me, that's the powers that be. The Most High didn't say he was going to take us back to Ghana. He's giving us back, he's taking us back to the land of Canaan. That was the land that was given to us. you know.
But that's sad how people twist stuff, and then everybody go and just get to running.
Absolutely, but you know what? If you don't, what he said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, and that's why people perish, because they have a lack of knowledge. They don't understand what the scriptures say, and they don't know Yah. So you're listening to people who don't know Yah tell you what to do, and Yah has already told you what he's going to do. He's already told you how and when and who's going to bring you out. He's already told you that. But because people want to add to it and man gets in the way, because man always gets in the way. Every, you know, from the church to the mores to everywhere that there's an institution, somebody is always there to try to tell you what they think the scriptures mean. Oh, this means this, and you ain't supposed to be doing this, and you ain't supposed to be doing that. No, you take care of you. You sweep the glass off your own porch and make sure your own porch is clean. All we have to do is follow Yah's laws, statutes, and commandments. And none of us are mentally sound enough to be able to condemn nobody to the point where you tell somebody whether they going to make it or not. That no. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No, you just sit back and watch how things come and go, Sister Jane. You know, you just watch how things come and go. They said that a woman couldn't teach. You've been teaching for years.
For years.
It ain't going nowhere.
For
to the
years.
Most high
nope.
Tell you, you're going to go somewhere. They tell you to move back to Africa. People that are moving having difficulties now, having problems,
yeah.
Having issues.
Yeah.
People say a lot of things and get mad if you tell them that, hey, look, that's not
yeah.
quite what it means to go back to Africa. When it says come up out of my people, that means when that time comes and he makes that way that we're supposed to leave. So we supposed to forget about all the poor people, all the widows, the orphans, and all those. We're supposed to leave them behind because they ain't got no money. That don't make no sense.
Don't make sense. It don't make sense. And he hasn't given us the spirit of fear. The Most High hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He didn't give us fear. And anybody that's putting fear in your heart, they up to something. It's a scam somewhere. Because we don't have to run. We don't have to run. But they always prey on unsuspecting people. They prey on unsuspecting people, and they get people to do things that they really don't have to do. All you have to do is trust Yah and wait on him. He coming. If you see everything else is jumping off, you can't get around the fact that this stuff is coming to pay. They are devaluing the dollar across the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
the
you
most
saw that
stable currency that there has been for decades is being devalued right now from other countries.
Yep. And to make it worse, they just shut down those two big old ports in Los Angeles.
I didn't know that.
Well, they shut down. Talking about a worker shortage. And those two big ports, a lot of goods come through there. And now they shut down.
Wow. Wow. This stuff is happening right before our eyes. You know, well, right before our eyes. You know, right before our eyes. And it is Yah's doing. And when the time comes, you're going to know it because he's going to make a way. Just like that 400 years became real, this is going to become real, real too. And you're going to leave it all behind anyway. You ain't going to be able to take nothing with you. When he does make a way for us to be able to leave, you ain't going to be able to take nothing with you. You know, ain't going to be no ships hauling furniture and stuff across the water. Ain't going to be none of that. Ain't no cars going to be hauled back and forth across the water. Mm-mm. You know, so this is real. This stuff is real. And this is happening. That was just incredible. It's incredible. You know, it's incredible. And then you got the black church. They believe the rapture can really take place. They sitting up singing today. And I said, you know, it's very entertaining. It is. It's extremely entertaining. The music is entertaining. You know, the showmanship is entertaining. All of it is very entertaining. However, the issue is that that's what it is entertainment. And, you know, and unfortunately, you know, when you use the scriptures to validate what you're doing and the response is limited, you have to question whether or not you have all the information. And I think that's why the young people are steering away from the church, because these people are like, okay, well, what are the results? Because there's something going on. You know, but it's very entertaining. It does. You know, they'll sing you right on into something, you know, and make you believe something. It's very entertaining. And that's what the devil feeds off of, is entertainment. He entertains people. And these people are entertained. They get dressed up to go be entertained. And they're fed a form of godliness that makes them feel good about the lifestyle that they live in, and there's no condemnation in the lifestyle that they're living, but they go shed a few tears and lift holy hands and say hallelujah, and everybody happy, they go home. You know, it's extremely entertaining, I'm telling you. And they get paid good to keep it going. They get paid good to keep it going. So, I mean, you know, and like I said, today is their day. This is their biggest day of the year. Everybody go to church on Easter Sunday. Everybody do. Grandmas threaten kids, and kids bring their kids, and this is the biggest day of the year where they actually take up more money today than any time of the year, because this is when everybody come on Easter Sunday. To hear a story that's a lie. Like Brother Yerushalayim said, how you get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday? That don't even compute. Math don't even work that way. And it's 12-hour day and 12-hour night, a 24-hour period. How do you do that? How do you, wait a minute, let me take it a step further, because we do this every year. Every time Easter roll around, and when did bunnies start laying eggs? Bunnies don't lay eggs. Bunnies have bunnies. They have babies. They don't crack you. The babies don't come out of no egg. They have baby bunnies. So we do this every year, and we say the same thing every year. But every year, it's like a spirit that keeps them in the dark, and they cannot see it every year. And he rose on Sunday morning. How? And he died Friday. How does that work? And he's supposed to be. He said he was going to be in the earth for 3 days and three nights. But this is the biggest time of the year, you know, and the pastors get paid today, and everybody dress up today, and the performance starts today, and the choirs are singing today, and the church is full of folks. And then after that, everybody got a ham on the table. You know? They got ham and greens and macaroni and cheese on the table. Then they do an Easter egg hunt. This has been year after year after year after year after year. It's continual. So, I mean, you know. Everybody doing their thing around the world. Now, this ain't just America. This is around the world. I was in the store today. The lady was like, happy Easter. I said, I don't celebrate it. She looked at me. She must have been Middle Eastern. She said, I don't either, for real. Okay, well, why are you saying that then? I said, I don't celebrate it. She said, I don't either, for real. Okay, well, stop saying it then.
That's how delusional people are.
Crazy. It's crazy. We're living in this crazy world, waiting, being a part of this crazy system, waiting for the Most High to deliver us from this crazy place. And these poor people, and I'm not talking about the everyday person, because the everyday person, is that wool is being pulled over their eyes, whether you white, black, Chinese, Mexican, Russian, whatever you are in this country. But the powers that be, they know. They know. Because I was an everyday person at one time. I thought this stuff was real. You don't know how much money I wish I had back that I had spent on all this mess. This is a serious situation to be in, to be able to know. And that's why I asked y'all, what would you prefer to do, know or not know? Because, I mean, you know, because when you didn't know, you was at a disadvantage. And now that you do know, it feel good sometimes. But for the most part, it's like, man. Woo, it's like, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know, and they be in the men, don't you say nothing about Jesus. You want to say so much so bad, shut up. You don't even know him. You don't even know who you're talking about. That is a fictitious character that has been created using the scriptures to have you, to make you feel like you have a relationship with. You don't even know the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't even know him. You're just going through the motions. Because it feels good. And this has nothing to do with a feeling. It has nothing to do with a feeling or emotion. And that is why I'm so glad, y'all, that I woke up when I did, because I was moving by emotion. And I used to think that it was something wrong with me, Brother Uriah, because I didn't have the same emotional reactions or the same emotional responses when he opened up my eyes. And I was like, well, where did all that stuff go? But I'm so glad today that that's not how I move anymore, because now it is based on a solid foundation on the word and who he is and what he said he was going to do and watching him perform his works. That's a more sure foundation than something emotional. And you run around crying and speaking in tongues and thinking because you do all that, everything going to be all right. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he said. So that's what a foundation is. That's the solid foundation. And we have to keep his laws, statutes, and his commandments to the best of our ability. But he told me, I used to tell him all the time, Lord, I love you. I love you. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Point blank, period. That's what I'm looking for. Obedience. I want obedience is better. Don't give me what I don't want. Keep my commandments. And he said, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Like we said in class yesterday, what about the blood? He said, don't eat none. You know how many folks eat bloody steaks and stuff all the time and speak in tongues at the same time? Shh. And make excuse. Oh, that was the Old Testament. We don't got to do that no more. That's the Old Testament. Crazy. How many people was washing their cars yesterday and washing their clothes and cleaning up the house yesterday? That's the Sabbath. He said, remember this Sabbath and keep it holy. That's where your blessing comes from for those that are listening. That's how you get blessed, is to make an effort to be obedient. It ain't got nothing to do with the rest of the stuff, because you ain't doing that. You're just wasting time. You're a hamster on the hamster wheel, just going around, 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 around. It's like 3 days and three nights, and from Friday to Sunday. Somebody please tell me how that works. Please. I'm up. Please tell me. And Christ clearly said that it was 12 hours in a day. He said, and when the night come, man can't work. So if it's 12 hours in a day, it's got to be 12 hours in the night. And it's 24-hour day period. A whole 24 hours rotates one day. So how do you get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday morning? And when they got to the tomb on that Sunday morning, he was already gone. Mm. It's just, it's too much. It's sometimes you just be like, wow. You know, but you got to let the world do what the world do, because it's going to keep on spinning. It's going to keep on spinning, you know, and it is. And the lie going to keep on going. And we can't interfere with the lie. You got to let the lie keep going, because the lie been going around for a long time. Everything you see on television as it pertains to religion is a lie. And that's a big statement to make. But everything you see on television when it pertains to religious programs in terms of the story is a lie. Lie gonna keep on going. It's gonna keep on going. And it just evolves from one generation to the next. It's just gonna keep going. You can't stop it. It's gonna keep going. No, you got people that don't know our Elohim. They don't know who he is and what he requires. They can read about it, but until you know him, you don't really understand who you're dealing with. But you will in a minute, because he's letting this happen. He is letting this happen. People think because ain't nothing happened, ain't nothing going to happen. And it's like, That's why I say all the time, please have mercy on me. Forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all of my, have mercy on me, because I ain't too proud to say that. I mess up some. Have mercy on me. Forgive me, for real, because I don't mean to hurt nobody or lead nobody astray. That is not, I don't even want nobody's money. I don't want nobody to say, Yaina led me astray because of this. Uh-uh. No, absolutely not. No. So, I'm trying to do that thing that is right. I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, that I've been faithful over a few things. I have. I've been faithful over a few things. He said, and if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. I've been faithful over a few things now. And it was rough, but I'm still, have mercy on me. So, you know, it's going to be very, you know, but like I said to everybody, don't let nobody lead you astray. Don't let nobody lead you astray. Follow the Most High, pray, and get to know him. Ask him to show you who he is, because he will introduce himself to you. No, so like I, and again, that was not Christ in the Old Testament. Everybody, and that was another lie. It was, oh, Jesus was in the Old Testament. No, that was not. That was Israel. The only time Christ came on the scene was when the Word was made flesh, and that was in the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, that was Israel. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Israel. 2 Chronicles 7:14 say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. We are called the children of Israel. That's the name he gave Jacob. He stirred named Jacob his name, and that's Israel in the Old Testament. Like you said, all the stuff we've learned, everything they have given us, all the information that they have given us has come from people who are unlearned and don't know the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't know him. They don't know him. Now let him get God, let him do his thing, because he's going to rule and reign. His word is coming to pass right before our eyes, people. We watching this stuff. No. They just, it's like they done left put little poor old America in the sandbox. Everybody done got out of the sandbox and went to play on the teeter-totters. They like, oh, no, you stay over there, and we all going to go over here. And we just sitting there like, man, what are we going to do now? You know, we trying to make alliances with different countries and making sure, you know, assure ourselves with other countries. And it's slowly but surely everybody going over to the teeter-totters. And we've been in the sandbox for a long time. They're like, we don't want to play with you no more in the sandbox because you don't play fair. They ain't left. Everybody ain't left. They like, shoot, we got a couple people straggling along, but after a while they saying, well, you know, they trading their own money over there. And really? They gone. And he said, And that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Ain't that what it say, Brother Uriah Shalom? Ain't that what it say, Brother Uriah? Ain't that what it say, Sister Yudaya? Yudaya, ain't that he said, and that nation whom they serve will I judge?
Right.
Is he not judging it?
Yes, he is.
We sing it every day now.
He said, and then afterwards. Oh, y'all, we got to watch some more stuff.
Yep.
Ooh, he said, after I judge, he said, afterwards.
Ooh. Yeah, his word is truth. To speak it is to put it in motion.
Yes, indeed. He said afterwards. After you watch it, after you see it, after you identify it, after you can substantiate it, because I'm going to make sure somebody on the earth say that's what he said in his word. That's what he said in so-and-so. That's what he said in the scriptures. When you can substantiate it, he said then afterwards you're going to come out with great substance.
Well, we can go in and see the judgment.
Ooh, wait! Lord, have mercy. The judgment of the nation. Whew. Oh, don't get caught up with doing what these people do. Y'all better come out of this mess and stop doing what they do. You better come out of this and stop doing everything you see everybody else do. You better stop. It's not going to work out well for you, I'm telling you. Don't do it. Don't let them trick you into doing this and believing it's all right, because there's a God that sits high and he looks low. He sees all of the wickedness. He do. You got to do right. You got to do what's right. Even though it hurts sometimes, you got to do what's right. And believe me, I'm preaching to myself, because I have come a long way. A long way. But, I didn't see any. I don't want to know. You know, the Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the Almighty Yah. It's a terrible thing. It's a dangerous thing. Yes, it is. That's Hebrews 10 and 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. That's serious. It's some serious stuff. You know, he said, then you shall see the judgment of this nation. That's what he said. You know, we said we was going to read this every time we come together. So let me pull it up. We're going to Genesis chapter 15. We got to pull it up. And we got to read to the world what we're talking about, Genesis 15, 13, and 14. Now, we got a panel on the line, and he said, and we'll start at 12, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. So now to the panel and everybody that's got their mic open, what house bill can we substantiate that was turned into a law that verified that we are the people that have been here 400 years?
H.R. 1242.
H.R. 1242. And who signed it into law?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump himself signed it into law. And when he signed it into the law, guess what? He substantiated this scripture. And also that nation, when he signed it into law, he identified America as being that nation. Whom they shall serve will I judge. That's where we are. Somebody said, oh, no, that was Egypt. No, ma'am. And Egypt wasn't afflicted for 400 years. No, sir. No, sir. No, ma'am, no, sir. He said, and afterwards. So we got to watch it. We got to watch it. We got to wait until the afterwards. He said, and afterwards they shall come out with great substance. So we got to watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, people of the other nations, we're here for a reason. We have to watch it. There's nothing else we can do. There's nothing else we can say. We got to watch it. And we got to let Yah be Yah because he is doing it. He's reigning and ruling the way he said he was going to. And he's doing it. And he's doing it every day. So we guys got to gather ourselves. You ain't got to run. You ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't got to run to the wilderness because the wilderness is not where we're going right now. So, like I said, Thursday night is going to be a class that we're going to dedicate to prophecies. And that class is going to be every Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. We only there for an hour and a half at most. But every Thursday night we're going to be there to deal with prophecy so you'll know what the prophet said, what the word says. And if you want to know where our class is, it's www.noymonarch.us. Right, let me make sure I'll give y'all the phone number to the free conference call number so you can come on the line and be able to be a part of the class because it's very important that you know this. Very important that you know this. Our number is 518-992-1014. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. 256-039-POUND. I'm going to say it again, 518-992-1014. The access code is 256-039-POUND. That's going to be Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's very important that we get this information out here because now all we can do is gather ourselves and wait and keep your nose clean and do what he tell you to do and keep his commandments. This is getting serious, real serious. And guess what? We almost in the and afterwards. We got to wait. We got to wait. But we in Genesis 15, 14. But we in the first part where it says, and will I judge? And that nation whom they shall serve, will I judge? And then after it says, and afterwards. We ain't quite there yet, but we almost there. You know? And on that note, Brother Yerushalayim, you going to lead us out in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Give everybody just a second to turn to these. Sisters, make sure you color your hair. Okay, we'll go ahead and get ready to start praying now. We pray this prayer through Yeshua the Christ, whose life was sacrificed to redeem this earth. We thank you, O Father, for getting us through this day. We thank you for our lives, our health, our strength, our minds, the ability to know who we are and during these troubled times. We thank you for the protection you placed over us. We give you all the power, the honor, the glory, the praise, all that belongs to you. We pray that you forgive us for the things that we've done wrong. And we pray, Father, that you give us the courage and strength to do what is right in your sight. We pray that you watch over our family members. And we also pray that we know that you'll do it in your time, but we pray that you waken our family members and our nation, our people. We also pray, Father, that we can come together as a people and gather ourselves like you said we would in the scriptures. We pray that you would deliver us out of these lands, out of these nations where we've been scattered for reproach to a place where we can focus on you and you alone. And once again, we give you thanks for everything and all things that you've given and provided for us. And pray that you protect us during these troubled times to come. Thank you for everything and all things. Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High. All right, everybody, this is the end of our show. Be encouraged. Stay in the Word. Stay faithful to the Most High. Believe His Word and believe on Him and get to know your Elohim, and all things will be well with you. We'll see you this week at our regularly scheduled programs. You guys be safe for the rest of the week. We're holding everybody up in prayer. All of you all who have lost loved ones, we are holding you up in prayer. And we're with you in spirit and in support. If you need us, let us know, and we're right there for you. And we'll see everybody next week. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.